This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
It's the day after Halloween.
How is everybody?
Hi. Wonderful.
Mike?
Yes.
Buzz is mad at you.
Why?
Buzz is extremely mad at you.
why is he mad? What did I do now? I hate it. I hate this feeling. Right now, this feeling.
That moment.
No knowledge of anything that's going on.
I know.
Did I forget his birthday?
No, it's just what I've heard.
All right.
I will tell you what I heard from two independent sources.
What did I do?
Apparently, when you took your dookie, you sprayed so much spray, you upset Buzz to the point where he could not eat his sandwich inside.
Today?
Uh-huh. Today.
Ha, ha, ha.
And
not guilty.
What?
The orange spray existed when I arrived at the building.
Really?
And a dookie has not been taken by me.
My apologies.
And no spray has been used by me today. I am not guilty.
Furthermore.
Don't do it that way.
Mike, no, you need to know more.
Yes, what?
Furthermore.
Yes.
As an indication that Buzz thought it was indeed you.
Yes.
I kept as evidence, he wrote on both cans of Citrus Magic.
Uh-huh. Oh, now I'm upset. I'm upset.
At first he put, a little goes a long way.
Okay.
And he circled, it's concentrated.
Uh-huh.
And on the other one, he wrote, four short blasts is plenty.
Uh-huh. And I could not agree with him more.
And not directed to anyone in particular.
No, you didn't direct it
in general. I had no idea.
Excuse me. Well, who assumed it was me?
I tell you what.
You know what I did? You know what I'm guilty of? I am guilty of purchasing at the car wash 2 days ago the citrus spray because we didn't have any
at inflated car wash prices,
and
too.
Like $10 each of those cans.
I will throw myself under the bus. I thought it was you as well.
So did Joe.
Because
we all did.
I will tell you that when I arrived, no one was here, and except the door was held for me by the engineer, one of the engineers upstairs.
Which one?
I'm not sure what his name is.
One we don't recognize.
The one that's
really.
Not Bear?
The one that's not there all the time.
Uh-huh.
Not Jeff.
Not Wes.
Not Bear.
Is it Wes?
Probably Wes.
The one that's not Bear.
I think it was Wes.
Wes is like, he is a comptroller. He is not an engineer.
Yeah, Wes, I think, but I don't even know if it was Wes. Because I think Wes came in.
Wonder if Jeff had been here today.
I'll tell you what
but
I heard,
smelled. I walked in. The first thing I smelled when I opened the outer door was the orange spray.
Intense.
It didn't bother me that much. Was it bad in there?
It concentrated throughout this bottom floor. I didn't even go upstairs, but so much so that if you tried to eat your lunch,
you tasted orange.
It was going to taste
like
orange.
Understand? I get here and they come to me like rats.
Right.
You know, right away, it's like I tasted. Buzz is so pissed. He's so pissed that Mike took a big crap and put too much spray and had to go outside. And you know Buzz. Now, this was what I heard from Rob.
True.
And then 5 minutes later, Joe comes in and says, hey, Buzz is so pissed. And Buzz is like quietly pissed, you know, when he really just lets something eat at him.
Well, he wasn't quiet when he walked out in the hall and yelled. Yelled and Buzz yelled, not like a Rob.
What did he say?
Who doesn't understand the word concentrate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? And I would tell you, Buzz, that even if I had been in there, I probably would have just done a little spritz because I'm familiar with the stuff.
I apologize for
I purchased it.
I apologize for thinking it was you.
You all owe me an apology for thinking
it was me. I apologize. I did not assume it was you. I was told it was you. Who told you? Well, that was Joe, but he assumed as well.
Joe
follows your timeline, though.
Joe, well, not really, though. I mean, usually
sort
I'm a little later, you know. Yeah, but if I come in there,
right.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. But but you know, I came in here and smelled the orange spray too.
Yeah,
I took care of all of my business at the O'Mara Mansion.
Good
today.
For you, and I apologize.
Well, your apology is accepted.
Does your house reek of oranges?
Don't even have a can of that in the house.
You should get one.
We have a Febreze.
What's funny is this is the way that Buzz protests. He writes little insulting things on the cans.
No, instructions,
but
not
he's
insults.
Absolutely right. If you see that as concentrate, and you know what? You agree with the product, right?
Oh, I love the product.
The product is the best product you
Fantastic.
Can get. I mean, that's why I bought two cans of it. And
magic.
Move one ahead. Move, Rob, there are two cans in the back. Move one of those back into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because, you know, very, very important to have that in the bathroom. But I love that. That's a good feeling. That's a good feeling when I'm accused and I'm not guilty. And, you know, usually if it was me, I'd be proud of it.
Well, they
you
won't.
Know, and to be honest with you, I like to leave just a hint of me.
They won't,
thank you.
They won't tell you, Mike. But
yes.
When they came to me, I said, I don't believe it.
Right.
I was on your side.
You always are.
100%.
You always are.
Well, I did pick the Red Sox.
The good news is now that it's 3 o'clock, I just stepped in the hallway and it reeks of baked chicken.
Oh, yeah. Well, then later on today, somebody will be using that orange spray.
That's right. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. Today it's Mandarin chicken.
Do the cleaning people clean his area when they come in here?
His personal area?
Hey, his personal area.
The cleaning people were here today.
Yeah, I know. That's why, because I went upstairs.
I'm saying hello.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think dropped the kids at the pool?
Oh, maybe it was the cleaning people.
Because we work with these engineers.
Because I don't even think it was Wes, because I think Wes had run in and run out really quickly when I got there.
Describe the smell. Was it?
Everybody loves orange. Orange is just the greatest thing of all, but there was too much of it.
No, describe the smell. Oh, I guess you can't describe the smell.
No,
the only thing I smell.
That preceded the orange.
I still smell orange spray.
Oh yeah.
I got it. So okay,
it's been over an hour.
You didn't know who.
I still smell orange.
I don't know who dealt it. Yeah. I just
and
smell
you know
the
what?
Orange.
And in that much of a concentration, it is not.
It's a bit much. Yeah,
you want to have just a little spritz of it. The whole point of that spray is that it destroys odor.
It's concentrated.
You're not a paid spokesman.
I rather like it. I think it's. It reminds me. It's the smell of the single man.
You should have been here an hour ago.
It's.
Though.
You know what it is. Even an hour ago.
Yeah.
It's the smell of. You know, the lazy single man.
It reminds me of Christine Kerner.
Really.
Because when we would use it for its desired purpose to cover odor, she would always ask if someone had been eating oranges, and she genuinely meant it.
That's real, right.
Yeah, it is so real, and she
it's
was
not
so
a young
real.
Lady that was blessed with deep thoughts.
She also would sit back at the phone bank and sing.
Yes,
not while it was playing. Uh-huh. She would sing commercials. She would just sit
jingles.
There. She'd sit there and go, Remax, Remax.
Yes, unburdened with any real, you know, serious thoughts.
Never slowed down by common sense.
No, not at all.
God bless her.
Where is she now?
I have no idea.
Where are they now in the Donna
Hell's
Mike
Kitchen,
vault?
The last I heard.
Hell's Kitchen?
No, that was Alex Cleveland.
Oh, that was Alex. Oh, a different blonde.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's
Alex
blonde.
Cleveland made the Rice Krispie treats.
That's right.
And she was working at the Red Eye restaurant up
yes,
in
she was.
New York mm-hmm. when we saw
all
her.
All right, fellas. Well, listen, let's just wipe, if you'll pardon the pun, just wipe the slate clean
yes,
here.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I've accepted everyone's apologies to me, and I think we can move on now.
All right, well, then let's start. We're not even going to spin the wheel today. We're just going to start with some holly.
Good.
Have a holly jolly, and we're going to be talking about Homovember.
Yes.
Today's the first of Homovember.
Yes.
But we're going to start today with some Holly Morris. You're going to love it. It's Holly Feeds Baby Pigs.
Oh, my God.
Good morning. 54 shopping days until Christmas.
Mm.
Yikes.
That gives me 53.
Right. There you go. 53 free days, and then you go out on Christmas Eve. I'm with you. You only have to get one gift, though. Probably for your wife. And we have some local pigs right here that are joining us here this morning. Now, can one of you tell me about these little
what are your
guys
names,
here?
Girls?
These are Old Spot Gloucestershire pigs.
This, of course, is Holly Morris,
their
the hyperactive
is old,
feature reporter for Fox Channel
and
5.
She's out at a farm.
Worldwide, about a
yeah, she has on the
really?
Big high knee boots, the rubber boots.
Out this weekend.
Oh,
so she can walk around in the slop.
About, six more.
Ooh. I scared them.
Actually, would you like to feed one of them
Absolutely.
With a baby bottle?
Yes, I'd like to feed them. Maybe they'd probably like that better. Do I take one of the little ones or the big one?
Wouldn't you love it if she brought the pig to her breast?
Yes. I was just thinking.
Yes. Nursing the pig.
The big one that's right there?
The big one?
The little one?
Oh, little
okay.
one. See, that's why I asked the question.
Thank you.
All right,
squealing.
Here's the little one. And what is this in here? Is it just milk replacement?
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Come on. Oh, there we go. You know what? One of you needs to grab another bottle and let me see if I can double fist and I can feed both of them. Oh, no fighting.
See if I can double fist? Wow. All right.
Hold on, my lady. Let's back that up.
Let's hear that again.
Holly Morris wants to double fist a pig.
Wow.
I can feed both of them. Oh, hey, no fighting. Oh, look, here we go. Wait, look, I got another. Oh, there we go. Oh, all right. There's peace in the pig world now at Ayrshire Farm. And real quickly before I go.
Ayrshire Farms. Sounds like
only
something you get at Thanksgiving.
About 1,000.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's so, very interesting.
So well, we'll listen to the whole feature later in the show, really, but we'll let it go right up to where she talks about fisting.
I scared them.
Actually, would you like to feed one of them
Absolutely.
With a baby bottle?
Yes, I'd like to feed them. Maybe they'd probably like that better. Do I take one of the little ones or the big one?
The big one that's right there.
The big one?
The little one?
Oh, the little
okay.
one. See, that's why I asked.
Big one of the, big one that's right
All
there,
right,
the little
here's
one.
Here's the little one. And what is this in here?
Okay.
Is it just
it's breast milk?
Milk replacement?
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Come on. Oh,
mother's
there
milk.
There we go. You know what? One of you needs to grab another bottle and let me see if I can double fist and I can feed both of them. Oh, hey, no fighting.
Yeah,
oh, look,
that's
wait,
worth
look,
the
I
whole tape right there.
Oh, there we go. Oh, all right. There's peace in the pig world now at Ayrshire Farm.
Oh, we'll hear the rest of this later.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Just scary. The Don and Mike Show.
Is everybody ready?
That's like leftover scary. We double fist the pigs.
I'm not happy.
Tell me about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Thank you, Charlie. Well, what have we here?
What the bleep happened here?
I don't know.
Why do you favor rape?
Why men's rules?
Take it to the limit.
Why?
Yeah.
That bitch!
Ooh. All right, Buzz, this is the time we play your tape.
Thank Let's you. Get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel?
Amen.
Right? The ultimate CEO? Biggest celebrity of them all? Who's down with G-O-D?
What about weed? Is there going to be any weed?
Gracias.
Why, you mother-grabbing bastard!
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
This one's left over from yesterday, but what the heck?
Don't miss Young Frankenstein, personally directed by Mel Blazing Saddles Brooks, in black and white. No offense.
No offense. No offense.
No offense, Mel.
The hotline.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
Okay. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Peter North. Oh my God. Woo! I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
Oh no!
Oh yeah.
So good.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Looks like baby vomit.
It sure does.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
So run.
What makes a Nazi? Hey. How does he get that way?
Rod, stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
That's very silly indeed.
Good morning. 54 shopping days until Christmas. Mm. Yikes.
That gives me 53.
It's... Right. There you go. 53 free days, and then you go out on Christmas Eve.
Oh, no. Yeah. You put Holly Morris in that machine, too? That tape lives in two places.
Studio ya viene llegando.
Llegando.
Well, let's just start the show.
They're here.
All right. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Don and Mike.
Oh, there we are. Thank you, Ed. Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Right. Welcome.
Welcome.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And that's
my
it,
favorite.
Folks. The show is great. How are you doing, Joe? And guess who else is here. Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, let's hear that one.
I'm Jimmy Stewart.
Right.
The show, I'm showing you how to
bananas.
Cut apples.
Ah.
Oh, the apples, not bananas.
Apples. There you go.
I love his tribute.
So good.
His tribute to Warner Brothers really turns me on.
So good.
It really does.
So we have the Holly Morris thing, not only loaded in a disc, but it's also right here.
Very popular.
Any moment we need it.
Good morning, 54 shopping days.
Yes.
It's right there. It's right there with all of your other favorite tapes.
Gay.
Just a finger reach away.
A finger. Einen Finger. Oh, that one's a little painful.
Uh-huh. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Mike.
Hello. Listen, S-H-I Thursday.
Yes, it is.
Right. Figure it out, poop. S-H-I Thursday.
Not guilty Thursday.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Hello.
Hello, Mike. This is your little dog, Beluga.
No, this is not Beluga. I don't like imposters. Beluga's got a very definitive voice. You can really tell when it's Beluga. Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Halloween. Real quick, now, as you're always, Mike said you had, what, like 50 kids?
Yeah, I didn't see any of them, because, I mean, traffic was insane last night.
By the time I got home, there was only a few. I do want to say hi to the dad, Craig, who I mentioned yesterday, had a group of 8 of them.
Right.
8 of them, 4 of them his, and 4 of them others, that he was walking around the neighborhood.
I had a total of 5, I think. 3 in one group, 2 in another group when I got home, and both times, I am happy to report, I was able to say, como te amas.
My neighbor, Craig, set the bar, if you'll pardon the pun, higher this year than he has any year.
Really? Did you join him for an aperitif?
No, I did not. I did speak about him yesterday.
Yes. Mentioned
that he comes by every year. He's the dad that brings all of the kids, mm-hmm. with the dads and the moms that are busy or whatever, don't want to deal with it. He takes them all. And he always comes down and takes a shot of vodka.
Right.
Well, he was pleased as punch that I had mentioned that yesterday.
Sure.
And while the kids were standing at the front door, uh-huh. going through the candy, he walked right over to where the bar area is,
right.
picked up a bottle of Grey Goose, popped off the cork, and it made that sound,
uh-huh. boom,
and just put the bottle to his lips and went chug, 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 put the cork back in and said, talk about that tomorrow on the radio.
I like that.
Good.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That is a lot of fun.
And, you know, before you mothers against drunk fathers start calling, he was walking with the children.
That's
he only
right.
had to walk like 6 houses to
yes,
get back
hey,
home.
Come on now. Don't get uptight about things you shouldn't get uptight about.
But he's good. So hi, Craig. Chicks, everybody's talked about their girlfriends this week. I've had a unique conversation with Janet the last couple of days. First, unrelated, I'm going to have to bite the bullet. I must meet her family.
Right.
We're at that point in the relationship.
Sure, sure.
I've got to meet her family. So we were working out some of those plans and got sidetracked on something else.
Right.
We got sidetracked to, I would call it a semi-argument. And it was nothing big. And as we went to bed last night, it was one of those things. It was a little, she's pissing me off a little bit. And
little tiff.
She kind of knew it, but it was no big deal. We woke up this morning, and very sweet. She gave me a hug, and she said, I am really sorry about yesterday. And
right.
I said, oh, sweetie, you know, so am I. Okay, great. Let's have a good day. And then as she was still hugging me, she said, good. And I'm really sure that you're sorry that you started that whole thing.
Oh, that's the old bait and switch. That's not fair.
I let it go.
That's that. Good you don't do
you.
That after the apology.
I let it linger.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those little.
That's not like you.
It was this little under the radar thing had been going.
Did it dawn on you later? I mean, was it such a quick hit that you didn't think about it until later on?
No, she said it, and she said it with a laugh.
Right.
So she, you know.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was yeah, maybe kidding.
But you know. There you go. Maybe.
In every joke.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's yeah. just a little bit. So,
mm-hmm. Ain't it true.
Anyway, got that worked out, and I'm now locked in to the date, and I don't know why in God's name I'm so apprehensive about this. I'm going to have to rent some movies like where boyfriends go to meet the girlfriend's parent
right.
Over the holidays with the beautiful, you know, winter scene
yeah.
with the snow falling and all of them sitting around telling the stories and playing Yahtzee and enjoying their cocoa and
right
you know
rent some one of the old TV movies with the Waltons. That'll help. That'll help your situation.
I know there's some Owen Wilson movie out there.
Yeah, Wedding Crashers.
That could help me.
Well, there are a lot of Owen Wilson movies that can help
you. But
I
think
you,
specifically
know.
There might
Meet the Fockers.
There might be an Owen Wilson movie about
Meet
him.
Meet the Parents, I should say.
Uh-huh. He's always in those movies where a guy's bringing a girl home, mm-hmm. and as it turns out, the girl falls in love with the dope head brother.
Yeah, well, those are the movies that are supposed to have the most drugs on the set, so that's why he does that. Is he out of rehab, incidentally? Is Owen Wilson back in the general public? I haven't heard about him since his big scandal.
I think he is out now.
Right.
Yeah, just you know, I can just find my movies and have a good time. I was wondering, if I'm going to do this movie, you might have a lot of narcotics on the Kraft Food Services cart. Help me out, will you, dude? Yeah, thanks a lot.
And I came to this realization today as well. Get ready for a real announcement, a real pronouncement.
All right.
I don't know why I am now so rooting against Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
And against this movie.
I know why you are.
I mean, I like Jerry Seinfeld, the comedian. I don't. The TV show.
I like the TV show.
I really do. I like his stand-up stuff.
He thinks he's smarter than you are.
Mike, here's the thing, though. He's always been pompous. Yeah. We've played those tapes that, you got to treat the audience like a child.
That's when I started hating him. Now he's more pompous than ever.
Mm-hmm. Me too, but there is a definite turn now. For me, there's been such a turn because he's on TV, primarily on NBC.
Everywhere.
Where he's making a big deal about, hey, I'm back on NBC. Like, maybe I'll save NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got this movie out. It's an incredible movie, and I'm a perfectionist, and
I watch bees more than I've ever watched them. And yeah. Even when he says a statement like that, and I looked at those bees and said to those bees, if you only knew what I was doing for you. That's his whole rap.
Mm-hmm.
That's his whole rap now. Oh, thank you, Jerry, for giving us this wonderful, hey, another animated movie. And here's a picture in the newspaper of Jerry Seinfeld with, oh, there's another guy that needs the money, Matthew Broderick.
That's why I'm
doing the bees. Oh, boy, F them.
I find myself rooting now that this is the first one in these animated Pixar-type films that just does a total off the cliff.
I root for the one like our buddy Patton was in, a guy that's been on the stand-up trail, is trying to make a name, and actually used his movie, which I thought was very funny, the animated movie that he was in, Ratatouille. Mm-hmm. He was in that movie, and I it was a vehicle for him. It was a thing for him actually to get bigger stardom than he had. Not just a vehicle for these unbelievably wealthy stars just to put their name in it because they have kids now.
Jerry likes talking about the art of comedy, and
I took creative control over the whole thing.
I heard him today. Have you heard this one? How the story came about?
Oh no! What, he get stung?
I just
get stung on the ego.
His idea, right?
I happened to be having dinner with the Spielbergs.
Okay.
And Steven Spielberg said to me, "Do you got any ideas?" And I said, "I got an idea. Bee movie. It's a movie about bees." I thought it was a joke. He said, brilliant. The next thing I know, he's got Jeffrey Katzenberg on the phone, and they're making my movie.
Oh, God. So Steve looked at me and said, B-movie's a good movie.
You know what really sucks about that? That was the way they created the bees on Saturday Night Live 30 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
B-movie.
Right.
And that was the first sketch that started that.
Really?
So they stole
another plagiarized
stolen.
Idea.
Exactly.
Stolen idea.
No, here's the thing. And he has been funny, and he's created a great sitcom that will go down in the history of television.
A classic.
Sitcom. But the attitude,
phenomenal.
The attitude that somehow, which existed at the end of Seinfeld and exists to this day, that somehow he is doing me a favor,
right?
And I swear to God, it comes through with every interview that he does now. And yeah, you're right; he's always been pompous. But it just comes through. He wasn't pompous at the beginning of Seinfeld.
He's the king of pompacity now to sit there and refers now to as my show. You know,
I am the king of pomposity.
It's no longer Seinfeld. It's no longer, well, Larry David had something to do with it. And there was that great ensemble cast. And on my show.
Yes.
And then everybody who talks to Jerry Seinfeld on TV about this movie references whatever their favorite Seinfeld episode was.
Of course they do.
And I love his standard answer now, which is, I just don't know them like you do.
Yeah. Okay.
Because. And then I read today in the New York Times, in what was a pretty glowing, favorable rave for his movie.
Of course.
Just a couple of paragraphs about the real Jerry, that he's at Tavern on the Green, and he's there with his wife, and he's walking through the crowd, and someone stops him, someone having a meal. He walks by the table, and they say, "Excuse me, can I please have your autograph?" And he says, "Sure." And he just keeps going.
God, that's him.
Little insight.
Yeah. That's him. Well, that's the mean stand-up, and there's nothing wrong with the mean stand-up comic. The majority of stand-up comics are mean, insecure guys, but there's just something about him where he is doing me a favor. And you know what? I don't need his favor.
And when he was asked about it later, the article goes on to say, some people might have thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
It's his standard thing because, again, I wish I had the quote with me. Maybe somebody can Google it. It's something like, they don't realize it's just my name. I'm just a guy. It's not really worth anything, so why should I waste their time? I say sure to make them happy. Hmm. I walk away. Oh, they God. Forget about it.
Right. Here we go, to make them happy.
And then the quote is, but they all got to see me.
Oh, God. Oh, God, he's such a stain.
He is.
And it's, look, you know, what? I'm beginning to realize that in this world of television and movie fame, in this culture of celebrity that we have in America right now, what you have is, I think, very special people of wonderful character, if they're able to exist in that world without turning into people like Jerry Seinfeld. You know, there are people out there. I'll give you a great example. You know, a guy that I think, when I see him on talk shows, I like him. He's cool. Denzel Washington, all over the place promoting his new movie, American Gangster, right now. Comes out, talks about his childhood, talks about the movie, talks about, you know, why he's doing the movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, leaves, and it seems kind of grounded, and then you never hear from him again, and he seems totally comfortable. And Denzel, I mean, is there a bigger movie star than Denzel Washington?
I'll go the other way. You got the cat who's in that movie with him, Russell Crowe.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. He comes on the show. He does a good job. He's Russell Crowe. God damn, he knows he's Russell Crowe.
Right.
But he doesn't sit there the whole time and say, hey, mates, I'm Russell Crowe.
Both bigger than
I'm so glad that I can. I'm so glad that I can make you happy.
Why don't you suck me D?
What would if Russell Crowe was Jerry Seinfeld? He'd be walking around going, the audience is a child. And the child wants things you have to give to them.
Who are these bravehearts?
I love those guys. I love those real down-to-earth guys that just don't. I guess they've been stars for enough time. I think with
who
Jerry.
Who is this gladiator?
Jerry Seinfeld still. You know what I chalk it up to? Jerry Seinfeld is still insecure.
Uh-huh.
With all his money and all his fame, he might play the good game that he's not, that he's Mr. Confident. I don't think he is. And you know when he does that real Jerry smile where he looks like Barbaro? Have you seen the smile I'm talking about? Where he curls his lip up and he says, I swear to God, you want to hear a horse whinny come out? When he goes, oh.
I think it's our fault. I think it's our fault as citizens that we have found no one who captivates us, who has entertained us
mm-hmm.
as much as that guy has since his show went off.
I mean, but it's off. The show's been off. But the show's been off.
But because there's nothing that's come to replace it, we look at him now, and he considers himself to be like the next Cosby. He's the authority. Like
the last word in comedy.
Well, here's another one that he was throwing out there. Yeah, I work with a lot of comedians on this movie. Yeah, Chris Rock. Yeah, people wonder, why could we be friends? Well, it's all about comedy. Yeah. Why would people question that? Jerry, what do you mean by that?
Right.
What do you mean by that, Jerry? If I saw you with Chris Rock, I would think nothing of it.
I think Chris Rock and Jerry Seinfeld have been friends for a long time,
uh-huh.
the way I understood it.
But what he is saying from his own preachy angle is, well, look how Chris Rock works.
Right.
Look, he works blue.
Oh.
He's dangerous. He's out there on the edge.
That might be the reason that Jerry Seinfeld's fusing onto him a little
what
bit.
What am I doing with him? You're wondering that. Well, it's about the art of comedy.
It's a cartoon movie.
Uh-huh.
You know, go out, promote the movie, go see it. I think it's funny. I've never seen anything. I don't think I've seen a film that where I've been bombarded
never
with more promotional merchandising, please, everything than this movie B-movie.
Please don't go just because it's a gigantic plot by Jerry Seinfeld and NBC Universal.
I will be taking my kids to see American Gangster this weekend.
There you go, Mike.
Good for you. Just because I'm boycotting that one.
That's
I'll be
right.
taking my kids to see 30 Days of Night as
Hello.
Opposed to going to the Seinfeld.
Don
and Mike, what's happening? Hi there.
Hey, Don, I feel for this weekend, man, but that movie you're talking about is awful. It's called The Family Stone. With it's not Owen Wilson, it's Luke Wilson.
Thank you, my friend.
Luke Wilson.
I had the misfortune of watching that last Christmas on HBO. Awful, awful movie about Diane Keaton. It's I think I mentioned it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, The Family Stone. Is there another one where she's the lady that's in her late life crisis?
It's a preachy movie. It's a holiday chick movie.
Right.
She's got breast cancer. Craig T. Nelson is the only member of the family that knows.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect son comes back with the perfect girl. She falls in love with the Owen brother that's the stoner.
The Wilson brother.
She also has a son who's gay and deaf.
Oh.
And Sarah Jessica Parker, who's the girlfriend, is intolerant of gays.
Oh, my.
And it's that whole thing where they want to teach you a lesson while you're watching it. Then,
oh, God.
The movie, and real pick-me-up, it ends the next Christmas, and Diane Keaton is dead. But everybody's resolved their differences.
Well, that's
something. The good news. That's
something.
That Sarah Jessica Parker is with the stoner, not with the good brother, and the gay guy who's deaf. Uh-huh. They've now adopted a baby,
right?
And everybody's understanding of everybody else,
sure.
And
just like real life.
There you go. Merry Christmas.
Well, you know, I think if you're going to meet families, you really ought to study every movie with Kevin Spacey. You know, because he's been in a few of those, too, you know, where he gathers with the quirky, weird family. I would study all the quirky people. Kevin Spacey. I would Juliette Lewis, all her movies. You know, I would study that. And, you know, just so you can handle the quirkiest relative you come across.
I think I am really going to stick with probably Meet the Parents.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Meet the Parents is the gold standard. I like that movie. And then who knows, maybe where this New Year's Eve party is, they'll have an indoor pool and you can play volleyball.
Maybe Meet the Parents with just a touch, mind you, of Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover, another perfect guy to study, just based on, and study him in the remake of Willard.
I like that.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, yeah, Owen Wilson is fresh out of rehab and now dating Jessica Simpson.
Is he really?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Who did I hear Tony Romo is dating?
Brittany.
Oh, well, Brittany,
he's dated Jessica Simpson, too.
No, Brittany Spears, that's right. Tony Romo.
I thought he was Tony Romo was all hot and heavy with Carrie Underwood.
No, that one broke off. He had to dedicate himself to football.
Oh, so he couldn't stay with her that long?
Yeah.
Does he have a southern accent?
No, she does.
Oh, okay.
I saw a quote from her saying that.
Oh, really?
We were nothing but friends.
Ooh.
He had to dedicate himself to football.
Jessica Simpson or Carrie Underwood?
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure.
She's real.
Yeah.
Plus, she doesn't have any other guys.
Yeah.
Like spoogies on her.
Yeah, she doesn't have Lachey spoogies.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Probably Nick Andrew.
Kid Rock and every other piece of garbage she's slept with.
Kid Rock. I wouldn't want to go anywhere near where Kid Rock had been.
Hello, Don and Mike.
All sorts of like Waffle House VD cooties.
Hello there.
Hey, I was watching the HBO First Look on B-Movie. And, they're all effing each other's D's the whole time.
I know, they do that on those shows.
But the grossest part was they're talking about Matthew Broderick and Jerry Seinfeld, how special it was that they did their lines together instead of in separate studios.
That
kind of crap.
Thank you for celebrating that with us.
Oh, fantastic. Right on.
No, I meant to them, not to you, my friend.
Thank you guys. And it was so nice to come into the studio. You were both from New York, and we said, why don't we do our lines together?
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, boys.
Hello.
Hi, boys.
Hi there.
Sure was disappointed when that muscly arm Joe didn't come to my house yesterday.
Oh, it's a woman who wanted Joe to visit. You wanted Joe in his tiger suit to visit you?
I think this
That's
is a woman.
Right. I had a whole freezer full of popsicles in the basement for him.
Really? Well, what would you have planned for Joe when he came over to visit?
Oh, it's nice to have a muscly arm tiger around the house.
How old were you when your testicles dropped?
Oh, about 60.
We didn't get your name,
sir. This is Mr. Herbert.
Mr. Herbert. You ever spent any time in scouting?
I love me some scouts. With their nice little shorts and their ties.
Mr. Herbert scares me.
I always thought it was something about the name Wee Blows.
Wee Blows, yeah.
I thought about that one as a kid.
Yeah.
I used to goof about it, like a mo thing. Wee Blows.
Wee Blows.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike. I want to welcome you guys to Omaha, Nebraska. I used to listen to you guys in Wichita several years ago, and Buzz missed you back in Wichita, too. But anyway.
Yeah, are we on?
Are we on a radio station, or are you listening on the computer?
I'm listening on the radio station, right? Yeah, on the radio. Actually, I'm listening to you on the phone right now. But
so we're on in Omaha.
Yeah, the new station just started up here today, I think.
Oh, again, it would be news to us.
How about that? But what's the station?
It's 92, what is it? Heck, I can't tell you the call name.
It's an FM station.
Yeah, it's an FM station.
In
it's,
Omaha?
95.1
in Omaha.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah, I remember listening to you guys out of Wichita.
Climb every mountain. Yeah. Mike!
Yeah.
They can never take it away from us!
I know.
Finally!
Move away from
an affiliate!
Radio good.
Omaha!
Omaha, Nebraska.
Hey.
All right. Is that where all the insurance companies are?
That was quite a bit of them around here. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, mutual.
Mutual, Omaha,
yeah,
you know,
mutual.
People here taking care of, you know, the different animals and stuff.
Yeah.
What's farming? I've been in radio.
Have we ever
been
on in Nebraska?
Never, Mike.
You have now.
I've been on the radio since 1974. Finally!
Finally.
Yes!
Finally,
I know
Omaha.
You share my joy, Mike!
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah,
Omaha!
I come out here and do a show at the Quest Center.
Yeah, count on it.
Man, oh man.
Now that we know.
Finally, the big time, let me just say, wait for the offers to come in now. Mm-hmm. Once the individual talents on this show are recognized,
you get Omaha.
By Omaha, Nebraska.
I believe we are officially on in the heartland now. If you can make it there.
Well, Wichita was heartland, wasn't it?
Well, then I consider Omaha, Nebraska to be heartland.
Uh-huh. Sir, perhaps you don't follow. It's been a dream of mine. To be on in Omaha.
Do you want to know why, sir?
Why?
Because Don, a lot of people don't know this, and I've spoken about this for years. Don, well, would have had probably one of the more successful careers as a Nebraska Cornhusker until he blew his knee up badly.
Not this year. We suck this year.
No, I'm talking about in his career. That's why. That's why he's charged up about it.
Mike, I'll be honest with you.
You still bleed Husker red.
As you know, it was no accident.
You mean in the injury?
Who was the coach back then? Like in the early 70s?
Of the Nebraska Cornhuskers? Cornhuskers?
Tom Osborne?
You're better than I am if, you know.
Was it Barry Switzer?
Weeb Eubank.
Let's say that. Let's say it was Barry Switzer.
Okay. Right. Wasn't he a Sooners coach?
Yeah, somebody find out who the coach, please, of Nebraska was in the early 70s.
In the early 70s, I think Nebraska was a powerhouse team. Pretty sure.
Well, Rob just brought me the whole thing about the New York Times, about Jerry Seinfeld. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
Guys, you got that?
As soon as I hit enter.
It's a big key that doesn't smell like oranges.
Bob Devaney, a name that'll live in infamy.
Bob Devaney, Coach Devaney.
Who was the coach after him?
Tom Osborne.
Tom Osborne.
There you go.
That's the reason I left Oklahoma in my career.
I had no idea. I thought it was a serious knee injury.
It wasn't.
What happened?
Tom forced himself on me.
Oh, my God.
Tom Osborne said, okay, we're going to run over some plays. First, I want you to take off that uniform. Mm-hmm.
Well, was this the coach you were telling me that used to have you back to his apartment to listen to records?
Yes.
Oh, God. I had no idea.
Coach Tom Osborne.
Oh, that's right. He's the one that had you come over and listen to records, and then on weekends would have you clean out his attic.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then you stumbled upon an extra guest room up in his attic, and that's when I'm sorry about that.
He made me do bad things, Mommy.
I know you had to get out of therapy. Many, many years in therapy to, you know, to deal with that.
And he said, don't worry. We'll say that you have a bruised cartilage. Mm-hmm. And I said, but it's my bottom hurts.
Oh, the coach. That evil coach. Well, that's why you went to the junior college team after that.
Yeah, Tom Osborne.
Uh-huh. That's when you started to, you had a pretty good career, almost a good career with Mount St. Mary's.
I like rape.
All right, here's the Jerry Seinfeld thing.
Hi, here I am promoting B-Movie.
Well, Mr. Seinfeld may wear Nikes. He lives in an exclusive residence on Central Park West, has a fabled collection of Porsches, travels to and from his stand-up days by helicopter. In person, he can be affable, but he doesn't hide his arrogance. When one stunned onlooker at the boathouse, this is after a little place in the tavern,
right,
at the boathouse asked for his autograph, Mr. Seinfeld said, sure, then kept walking right to his table. While attending the United States Open, Mr. Seinfeld recalled he was approached by a well-attired fan who handed him a business card and invited Mr. Seinfeld to visit his brokerage house. Jerry said, we don't know each other. You're a stranger. He says, yes, I really like you. Jerry said, thank you. This is as far as we go. And then he says,
oh, is that what he said to the guy?
Yeah.
No need to say that.
And then Jerry Seinfeld says, this is a sophisticated guy that doesn't understand the TV only works one way.
His way.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, he's a stain.
On this afternoon, Mr. Seinfeld was playful but perturbed about a short article he had read over the weekend in the newspaper, the New York Times, 69 words about B-Movie that described the film as his effort at gingerly re-entering mainstream entertainment. Gingerly, he said with emphasis, shaking his head. If only they knew.
God, he's just an evil guy.
Smarter
he's getting more evil every time. So did the Times kind of slam him a little bit?
Yeah.
Good. He deserves it. Needs to be cut down a peg.
All right. So that's
or knocked down a peg, I should say.
Yes.
You cut down a tree, you knock down a peg.
I'm sorry, I've lost my equilibrium. I'm doing a 180 right now. It's like, what do you do when a lifelong dream has finally been fulfilled? And
Omaha, baby.
And more importantly, how do we know for sure?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody told us we were on in Omaha.
Well, it's a great state to be on. It's also my favorite Springsteen album.
I got nothing but bad memories there. That locker room.
That's Nebraska. Right.
The pain.
Oh, God.
I want to learn all there is to learn on today's show about Nebraska. I'm excited about it.
All you got to know is watch out for that coach. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, radio gods.
You know who was there, Mike? I remember him. Jerry Taggy. He was the quarterback. T-A-G-G-E was his name.
Jerry Taggy.
He stood and watched. He left and said, hey, Rook.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Jerry Taggy's where the whole concept of tag team came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi. Yes, you said that already.
Hi there.
Sorry about that. Hey, I just want to say Jeremy, Jason, Eric, they all suck. But
Are these your buddies? Are these your friends?
Yeah, they're my buddies. They're probably listening right now.
Now, why are you compelled to say, what are the guys' names again?
Jeremy, Eric, and Jason.
Jeremy, Eric, and Jason. What have they done to you where you were so compelled to say that on the radio?
They suck.
You know, I think they'd like it more than not like saying that I said their name on the air. So.
Understood. Okay.
Gotcha. So what's up?
Oh, I want to tell you a story about my honeymoon.
I should tell you that radio only works one way. We'd be doomed if we had that philosophy.
True.
That's okay. Terrible.
Okay, come on, please.
We'd like to hear it.
Okay,
as you know, the audience is a child.
Right. You have
on
to,
my honeymoon,
yes.
We were on our honeymoon in the bathroom after we got married, taking a bath together, and she was feeding me chocolate dipped strawberries. And I told her the one thing that this bathtub doesn't have is jets. And so I farted. And it was the worst smelling fart ever, and she started to throw up all over me.
Beautiful. This is on your honeymoon.
That's beautiful. Was there alcohol involved?
Yes.
Oh, that's a delightful story.
Just like baby vomit.
How long ago was this?
About a year and a half ago.
Well, thank God you were in the tub.
You're still married?
Yes, we are.
Well, there you go.
Thank you. Goodbye.
What? Thank you.
I don't know why, that was so poorly told, but I love the story. It's so romantic.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of.
Yeah.
And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given.
Right.
Because it'll make them ultimately less happy.
It'll be
a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
God, no awareness of the memory of the American people. You know, and not only the attention span. Right.
Not only is he pushing this Pixar crap down our throats, he also conveniently had time to hold up the
box set,
encyclopedia box set.
Just happened to have
of all 9 seasons of his show.
Oh God. I swear to God, I'm so tired.
4 years ago, you walk into an animation studio to make an animated movie, something you know nothing about.
Nothing.
Some people would say crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Recipe for failure.
Yeah, could be. Yeah. But, you know, it's at least different.
What was he thinking?
Not you, Jerry, because you're brave. You're like Superman.
Such a brave move when you've got all those millions to walk into an animation studio.
You know what I mean? Different failure is at least something. But Jeffrey Katzenberg was willing to teach me how to make an animated movie as I was making it.
Hey, hold on.
Really?
Translation, Jeffrey Katzenberg made the animated movie.
Right. Right. Explain to me how that movie is made, Jerry. Explain to me that whole animation process.
Right.
Sure.
And he believed in me, and he felt that I could learn this, and I did. I went there. It was like
he believed in me, a youngster with nothing to prove, swinging for the fences.
Everything to lose. He gave a kid that had no track record a chance. He really took a gamble.
And I learned, and we were making the movie, and I'm learning the experience at the same time.
But if you knew then what you know now, would you have done it?
Oh, absolutely.
You would.
I loved it. I loved it. You know what it was like? It was like someone giving you new Play-Doh to play with. I mean, I had done television, obviously, and performed in clubs.
I'm going
to
make Play-Doh right now of my scrotum. I'm going to make a cast.
A new Play-Doh.
Cast mode.
I'm going to do, yeah, I'm going to use your new Play-Doh to make the wrinkled old man.
My nuts. Play with that, Jerry. It's like Play-Doh.
A new Play-Doh. It's a new
game.
And
all of a sudden, I was dealing with these animated characters and trying to make them act and talk funny, and I just loved it.
Yeah, it's new Play-Doh, but it comes with a big price tag, right? $150 million, is that right?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Right. Yeah. That's the biggest lie of all.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I was working with these actors and trying to make... No, the animators were working with the actors. The computer geeks that do that, the newfound computer animation.
My fellow citizens of Omaha... Do not go to see B-movie.
You're being brainwashed. They're forcing it down your throat.
It's a trick. Finally, we're able to get our message out.
Amen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
What's going on?
Hey, I could say the same to you.
Go ahead.
No, you got something to say?
Yes, it's Sacramento. Giving a shout-out to my new homeboys in Omaha. Welcome to the show.
Well, now they're doomed.
Bye!
Just like Jerry Seinfeld, an inflated view of himself.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Well, hello there.
Yes, we said hello, yes. And now it would be time for you to respond.
Mr. Dumas,
your turn.
You're next. The topic is rectal itching.
And I had this incredible itching, and I thought that I would try to manufacture my own Preparation H.
George.
Preparation Jerry.
Georgie.
Well, what am I going to do?
Georgie.
Yeah, and I think I'll have my wife come out with a cookbook.
You think Michael Richards is just drunk, just screaming the N-word, throwing empty bottles of Jack Daniels at the TV? Shut up, Jerry!
I could have been in that, Jerry. I could have been in that movie.
What about the other guy? It's the summer of George.
Oh, George. Yeah, why couldn't I play a fat bee?
And let's not even talk about Julie Louis-Dreyfus because she has to go home to...
Christopher
Brad Hall.
Oh, Brad Hall.
Yeah. Brad Hall.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I always get those guys confused.
So that poor woman is a...
Who's Christopher Guest married to?
Jamie Lee Curtis,
that's right.
The hermaphrodite.
They're all making beautiful babies together.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
What's going on?
Hey.
How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
I'm getting ready to go to the Van Halen concert, buddies.
Get ready to be disappointed, buddies.
Hey, F you.
Hey, why that hostility?
Come on, we're Van Halen fans. We've heard the clips of the boys out in this new version. It's not too great.
Hey, can I give a shout-out to my people I'm going with?
He moves on.
No, not after you said F you.
I'm just joking, dude.
Well, hey, dude, that was not the best way to joke. We were all very offended.
Well, I'm
really
going
to take your Van Halen tickets and exchange them for tickets to B-Movie.
I
Well, dude, come on, hook me up.
Dude.
Dude, come on, dude.
You know what? You see, man, I think we've patched it all up.
Go ahead. Who do you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to my...
Isn't that fun?
Bye!
We haven't done that in a while. Dude.
Oh, when we come back...
Gay.
What is Homovember?
Homovember!
We'll find out right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.